The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Portions of the following program may contain pre-recorded material.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
This is not about holding me in contempt. It's not even about making the Capitol safer. This is about continuing to go after Donald Trump.
What you're seeing is a network of political power in Washington against the entire rest of the country. So I think it's going to get worse, not better.
There's a lot of people that are very skeptical. They don't trust the government. If you're not skeptical of the government, you sure as hell better be now, because this is insane.
Now, from the Relief Factor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
I was out to dinner with some friends last night, and I get these frantic phone calls and texts from a friend of mine who suffers from Trump derangement syndrome, who's very excited about Liz Cheney reading text messages from January 6th. This January 6th select committee that doesn't have a single Republican appointed member. These are just Trump haters, Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, that's it. And the rest are trying to weaponize January 6th, because without January 6th, the Democrats have nothing. If they didn't have January 6th to wave around, there'd be a complete, total collapse of the Democrat agenda. The poll numbers are already underwater. They're flailing about. They don't know what they're doing. Biden, I got another friend out in Seattle all upset about Biden refusing to extend student loan forgiveness. So the progressives are mad at Biden. Everybody is recognizing this administration is an abject failure. So they're clinging to January 6th. Maybe, just maybe, that can convince enough people to vote Democrat. So Cheney reads these text messages, and my deranged friend who hates Trump says, "See?" I said, "Wait a minute." And I didn't even know, I hadn't gotten home yet. I didn't know what took place at the hearing. He's the same guy who was telling me that Trump and his family, Don Jr., you guys on the radio, you Fox News people, you all made it happen and wanted it to happen. You were approving of it. Trump urged people to do it, right? That's what you said. That's what the Trump haters say. So when I get home and I find out what Liz Cheney actually read, these were texts that were incidentally leaked by Cheney and Adam Kinzinger and other rhinos and Democrat Trump haters. So these text messages, like from various Fox News personalities like Hannity and Laura Ingraham and Brian Kilmeade, Don Jr., everybody's condemning it. I mean, now that Mark Meadows is facing, you know, consequences, he's being, you know, they're trying to hold him in contempt. I guess they want him in jail, because he doesn't want to show up and testify. Listen to Mark Meadows. Here's cut number, is it six? Sorry, guys, I lost track here. This is Mark Meadows giving an interview yesterday. I lost my sheet. Who's he talking to? This is with Sean Hannity last night. Listen, here's what Mark Meadows said that apparently Liz Cheney confirmed. Listen to this.
Listen, they want to talk about the part that fits their narrative. And what we do know, and one of the things that is coming out more and more clearly each and every day is that everyone condemned what happened in terms of the breach of the security on the Capitol on January 6th. But what we also know is that President Trump wanted to make sure that the people that came, that there was a safe environment for that kind of assembly. And I've said that publicly before. The 10,000 National Guard troops, that he wanted to make sure that everything was safe and secure. And yet the way that some of the Democrats are spinning this, trying to spin some nefarious purpose, I think at the end of the day, they're going to find that not only did the president act, but he acted quickly.
Now, his critics say he didn't act quickly enough. He didn't act. He encouraged it. Again, remember, their narrative is that Trump and Team Trump and conservative media all wanted this and approved of it and encouraged it. We were all just fine with it. So when Liz Cheney did this yesterday and read the texts, it seems to me she's making my point for me that we didn't approve. We condemned it. Listen to this.
Dozens of texts, including from Trump administration officials, urged immediate action by the president. Quote, POTUS has to come out firmly and tell the protesters to dissipate. Someone is going to get killed. In another, Mark, he needs to stop this now. A third, in all caps, tell them to go home. A fourth, and I quote, POTUS needs to calm this down. Indeed, according to the records, multiple Fox News hosts knew the president needed to act immediately. They texted Mr. Meadows, and he has turned over those texts. Quote, Mark, the
revelation. Fox News hosts. Oh, you mean they didn't like what was going on? You mean they didn't approve of it? I thought you guys are saying they did. Which is it? They can't make up their mind. It's because they got nothing. They've got nothing. 1-800-655-MIKE. It's Tuesday, December the 14th. This is a big day here on the Mike Gallagher Show. We got a big announcement to make, and you need to congratulate yourself in a huge way. More on that in just a moment. But let's go to Len in Naples, Florida. Hey, Len, thanks very much for joining us. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Good.
I'm listening to you this morning describing the committee having just January 6th, and I'm like, isn't that enough?
Enough for what?
Enough to condemn Trump and his Kool-Aid drinkers.
What do you want to condemn him for? For what? For what?
For trying to take over the United States of America by being undemocratic, by ignoring the voters. This guy is bad for everybody in the United States, Mr. Gallagher.
You sound like a reasonable guy.
And you are supporting him.
All right, so let's have a reasonable conversation here, because this is a perfect.
What was unreasonable about
I said you sound like a reasonable guy. So hold on a moment, and this is good. This is going to be good practice for me, because yesterday I had a caller like you, and we interrupted each other, and we talked over each other, and I didn't like the way the call went. His name was Crispin from Phoenix. So I want to do better with you, okay? I want to do much better. I want to make sure you get a full, I don't want to interrupt. Please let me make my points, and let's have a respectful exchange, because you and I disagree strongly, but let's make sure both of us are heard, okay? And I'm going to work real hard to respect your point of view. I want you to hear specifically what the man who you say encouraged the violence on January 6th, what he actually said when he addressed thousands of people near the Capitol on January 6th. There was a rally to support President Trump. Here's what he said to the thousands and thousands of people who were gathered.
I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard.
Now, Len, is that code for riot? Why do you blame him for what they did?
I did not hear a thing.
You didn't hear what? You didn't hear
You must be having technical problems. I heard there was just silence.
You couldn't hear what Trump just said? The audio I just played?
No.
All right, let me play it again. Listen real carefully. Guys, we don't have this in queue, do we? We don't have Enco in queue? Or is he messing with me? All right, let's play it again. Listen carefully.
I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building.
I'm hearing zero.
To peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard.
Together and your technical difficulties solved.
All right. Well, let me read it to you. The president said, "I know you're going to make. We have no idea why technically."
Please don't read anything President Trump said because the guy is a reported known liar.
Wait a minute. Come on,
not go there,
Len. You got to be fair here. And I'm a little bit dubious. Let's be fair because first of all, our team is really skeptical that you can't hear the clip I'm just playing. They're saying it's impossible. You're not hearing them.
I'm getting a new crew. That's not my problem.
I don't mean to call you a liar, but we don't think you're being truthful. But let me.
Better not call me a liar, pal.
You sound like you might be lying. What?
You heard me.
I didn't hear you.
Yeah.
The president said, I know you'll.
My giving my opinion about January 6th and you guys supporting January 6th.
I'm trying to explain why. Len, don't you want to hear another point of view, Len? Don't you want to hear an exchange?
I've been hearing points of view for a long time. The lies add up.
All right. So
why don't you go on with your nonsense and goodbye, Mikey.
Now, there's me trying to engage with a lying guy like him. Incidentally, they're all saying it's impossible he didn't hear it. He heard it. He is a liar. He heard what Trump said.
I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard.
Now, what he did was he went, la, 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 I don't want to hear that. That's a lie. He's lying. Gallagher isn't playing the audio. And then I started to say to him, now, this is a perfect timing for a guy like that. Yesterday, a guy like him, Crispin in Phoenix, called. And Crispin in Phoenix and I got into it, and I got some criticism. Is there anything I did with that guy that I could have done differently? How do you even talk to people like him? How do you even have a dialogue with? You heard me. I wanted to tell him, hey, Len, the president that day said, I know you'll go and peacefully protest. But Len doesn't want to hear that. He wants to play the earmuffs game and pretend he can't hear the audio. And then when I tried to read the audio, he shut me down. He wouldn't hear it because these people are dishonest. These are not good faith. These are not people that want to have a disagreement with good faith because they don't have a leg to stand on. You can't have a dialogue with people like him. And incidentally, I didn't even hear it. Evidently, he cursed at me. He said, F you, because I pointed out what a liar he is. And he is. Of course he's a liar. And, you know, but it was pretty clever to say, I can't hear that. You're having technical difficulties, Mike. I can't hear the president saying that.
I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard.
I can't hear that, Mike. What's wrong with your technical? These are people that are not of character. They don't have a good faith argument. Crispin didn't either yesterday. But I think I gave Len more of a chance, didn't I? Do I waste my time? And a couple of you criticized me yesterday with Crispin. Maybe I'll get criticism for the way I just dealt with him. Is there anything I could have done differently with Len from Naples? I doubt it. I try to be fair, and then that's how they respond. And frankly, that's what Crispin did too yesterday in Phoenix. He was another nut and another liar and another kook. But I try. I sit here in the Christmas spirit and say, all right, let me engage with these people. You be talk show host for a minute. Would you have treated Len any differently? Would you even take Len? Because maybe it's time to just stop taking calls like this from lunatics. I don't know. You tell me what to do. You program the show for the night. I do this every once in a while. I want to turn it over to you. You be my program director. 1-800-655-MIKE. 800-655-6453. The truth is, the lunatics who are sick with hatred for Trump, they believe he's evil, and if they hear any facts or truth about it that conflicts with that narrative, they just plug their ears. They don't want to hear it. And it's kind of pathetic. You disagree? 1-800-655-MIKE. 1-800-655-6453. If you were a talk show host, how would you have handled Len from Naples? Any better than I did? Let's find out.
Want the Mike Gallagher Show 24/7? There's an app for that. Go to MikeOnline.com.
I'll bet you've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 quick start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal. But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try. Go to ReliefFactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be like. Could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor. Get humbled. So I just found something out from my crew, my crack team. Let me tell you something. You better hope we aren't flying any space shuttles around here. But I owe the guy an apology. Now, I'm not going to owe him an apology for him cursing at me. I'm not going to owe him an apology for supporting Donald Trump, because I do. And oh, by the way, Len, in Naples, Trump's going to run again and Trump's going to win. But as it turns out, I do owe him an apology, and he was right about something. And you probably know what it was. And it's a technical issue. Now, the question is, do I apologize just on the air, or should I apologize to him? Because he's called back like two or three times. He's very upset. And to be fair, he has a right to be. So I got to apologize. You talk about eating crow. So I got to apologize to Len in Naples. So Tracy, get him back on. I'll apologize to him, because I think that's more effective than just apologizing when he's listening on the radio. So let's get Len from Naples back. Wish me luck. I probably shouldn't do this. I'm going to probably regret it, but I think it's the right thing to do. All right, stick around. This should get fun. You see it at the pump, the grocery store, and construction costs. Another month of the highest inflation since 2008. Another month where that paper money you're carrying around is worthless. What's your plan to protect your savings? You have homeowners insurance in case of a fire. What insurance do you have in place if inflation sets in further and pushes prices even higher? Well, my insurance plan is gold and silver from the Birch Gold Group. If you haven't reached out to Birch Gold to diversify your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA, you need to do it today. Text Mike to 474747. We'll send you a free info kit on protecting your savings with gold. They've got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tons of five-star reviews, thousands of happy customers. I'm one of them. Talk to them. Have them help you safeguard your retirement savings. Text Mike to 474747 to claim your free no-obligation info kit on holding gold and silver in a tax-sheltered account. Text Mike to 474747. Take the first step in protecting your savings today.
The The Mike Gallagher Show.
Typical good American people, they can't believe what they're witnessing at the border. And some of the people are really bad. These are stone-cold killers that other countries don't want. Prisons are being emptied out in other countries. This is not a majority. Sanctuary cities, this is not a majority. This stuff is really, really bad.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
All right. This day started out so great. I was in such a good mood. Do you know we're only 400 children away from hitting our goal? This is unbelievable how close we are to our prison fellowship ministry goal. Tracy is having a hard time with Len in Naples because he's so mad that I called him a liar that he won't let me apologize to him for calling him a liar, which is what I have to do because we've got, you know, I don't know. Now he won't answer, I guess. Tracy's busy talking to Chris in New Jersey. I'm like, get Len on. Get him back. So she called him, and he yelled at her and said he shouldn't have called me a liar. And she said, well, he wants to apologize for calling you a liar. And Len said he should apologize to the world for supporting Donald Trump. And I want to apologize. Because my team assured me there's no way he was not hearing the Trump audio. Well, guess what? He wasn't hearing the Trump audio. If the guy would come back on, I would apologize to him for saying he lied about that. I would apologize for calling him a liar. I'd rather apologize to him. But he's turned his phone off now. He called back four times, apparently yelling at Tracy and upset. And so, Len, since you're not strong enough, I guess, to come on and let me apologize to you publicly, which I wanted to do, and that's all I wanted to do, try him one more time, Tracy, see if you can get him on line six. And stop talking to Chris in Haddon Heights, New Jersey. Let's get this guy on. I'm telling you, the whole team here, I'm going to fire everybody. Everybody is gone. This is it. Making me look like a moron here. Oh, Mike, he can hear you. He can hear it. He can hear the clip. He can hear it. And I'm like, Tracy, please get the guy back on when we found out, because Eric talked to Robert, and the way this thing is routed, evidently people can't hear the clips we play, which is the first time we heard that. Now it's going to voicemail. So, all right, Len, we gave up on you. We tried. And a lot of people are pointing out, when I did try to read to him what Trump said on January 6th, he wanted no part of that either. So he's still not arguing in good faith, but he was not lying. He couldn't hear the clip where Trump said, I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard. He couldn't hear that clip. So my apologies, Len, for calling you a liar. And I'm sorry you didn't have the integrity to let me apologize to you in person, because I would have. And you could have yelled at me rather than yelling at Tracy. And if you cursed me out again like you did in the call, we would have dumped it like we did the first time. You see, you can't curse and won't go out over the air because we have a 10-second digital delay, you big dummy you. How about that? How about me apologizing to a big dummy? Is that a typical Gallagher apology or what? I'm telling you, I need a vacation. Between Crispin and Phoenix, that's what we ought to do. We ought to just take Crispin and Phoenix. Why don't you get him back, Tracy? And get, since Len from Naples won't answer his phone, call Crispin back, see if he wants to co-host. And I'll come into the studio, I'll go home. Put my feet up. So we're sorry that the way the studio is routed, first time, how long we've been here in this studio? Boy, this is a newsflash. We didn't know that you couldn't hear the clips, and I do humbly apologize to Len in Naples for calling you a liar. I do not apologize for calling you a big dummy. All right. Now, in the spirit of Christmas, ho, 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 I've got a big announcement to make. I don't really, honest to goodness. I mean, some days I walk in here, I think, I got this. And then it just all goes off the rails. I feel like the captain of the Titanic. Hey, Len in Naples, it's just a little bit of ice. See that big white iceberg ahead? Nothing to worry about. We're going to, it's just a little bit of ice. Settle in for a good night's sleep, Len. Well, let me give you some good news. We've been in the middle of a campaign that was very daunting. It's called the Prison Fellowship Campaign, where we're raising funds to send Christmas presents and the gospel and a message to a child from a parent who is in prison. And the goal was insane. The goal was 7,800 kids. Now, all the other Salem shows are participating in this campaign. Hewitt's goal, for example, is, and Hugh's doing a great job, his goal is a little over 3,000 kids. My goal is 7,800 children. I've got more than double the goal of any other Salem host. And that's because of the track record of the Mike Gallagher Show family of listeners. Every year that we do this, you step up in a huge way. Right now, we have over 5,600 children on the counter that you see displayed when you go to MikeOnline.com and click on the Angel Tree banner. Now, you understand, what you're going to do is you're going to bless a child who has a parent in prison. Christmas is going to be tough for these kids. They're going to get a Christmas present, a message from their mom or dad, and the gospel. It's a game changer. It's a life changer. You're blessing tons of children. Now, on the counter right now, it shows 5,216 kids. Now, get this. Add 2,200 children to that number, because we have 2,200 children that are currently being processed by wire transfers and checks that have been delivered to Prison Fellowship. That's right. We have $55,000 in outstanding donations. One incredible donor donated $7,500 to have a Zoom call with the great Lou Dobbs. Lou agreed to match that. That's $15,000. We have $40,000 coming from other donors. So if you'll do the math with me real quickly, and Len in Naples, I'll read this slowly for you. 5,216 kids plus 2,200 children. We are less than 400 children away from our goal. It costs $2,525 to sponsor one child. We are almost there. We're almost at the goal now. We're only $10,000 away from hitting our goal. I think we're going to do it today. Will you help me get, if you see on the counter that we have hit 5,600 kids, we will have hit our goal of 7,800 children. We will have raised $195,000 to bless thousands of beautiful, innocent children in America. Please go to MikeOnline.com and click on that Angel Tree banner. Hey, Len, if you're mad at me and you won't accept my apology in person, maybe you'll bless some children of prisoners and you'll feel a lot better today. It'll be a better day for you, Len. Do something good for a change. Do something good in our lives. I'd like to do something good for a change. I'd like for all of us to hit 5,600 today so we can go home and say we've hit our goal. We need $10,000. Won't you step up? $10, $50, $100, whatever you can afford. Please go to MikeOnline.com, click on the Angel Tree banner, and let's bless these children of people who are incarcerated in America. It's the Prison Fellowship Ministry. I mean, it's incredible. And remember, everyone can deduct up to $600, as a texter just pointed out, of charitable donations on their 2021 Form 1040 without itemizing this year. So you can get a tax deduction. This is a tax-deductible donation. We're toward the end of the year. We're 11 days away from Christmas. In the spirit of trying to apologize to the Len of Naples of the world, please, please help us hit 5,600 today. We're going to keep track. We're at 5,216 kids. Please give what you can. Go to MikeOnline.com and click on the Prison Fellowship Angel Tree banner at the top of the page. All right, let's go back to your phone calls. Let's get your reaction to all of it. Big kerfluffle here with Len in Naples. Ryan in Albany, Oregon. Hey, Ryan, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Where's Albany?
Albany is northwest, just south of Portland, about 45 minutes.
Gotcha. Good to know. Welcome to the show. You want to host the show? Because I'm about to throw in the towel today. I need a vacation after Len in Naples.
Well, let me tell you, I think I need to check my blood pressure after listening to that fella.
I know, but part of it was our fault because he couldn't hear the doggone clip.
I understand that, but, you know, he didn't give you any opportunity at all. All he wanted to do was talk over you.
Right, because I said, okay, well, you say you can't hear the clip. Here's what he said. No, 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 and he wouldn't let me even read what Trump said. Trump said peacefully protest. Why don't they accept that, Ryan?
Yeah, tell me about it. You know, I think here pretty quick we're going to be hearing people talk about how Donald Trump caused the tornadoes.
Well, look what they're doing. You say yeah. that, and we both roll our eyes. On the other hand, they're all blaming it on climate change. And you know the problem with climate change? It's all of us Republicans who want to drive big SUVs. It never yeah. ends, Ryan. Yeah. Thank you for your support. I appreciate it. 800-655-MIKE. Dave in Bradenton, Florida. Hi, Dave. Welcome. How are you?
Hey, Mike.
Hi.
Hey, listen, I just heard that thing about climate change. You know, if anybody had any desire to know the truth, they would realize and do the research that climate change has always existed since day one.
Last time I checked, climate change is all the time, but that's not the narrative they want to follow.
Oh, I know. Well, there's power and money to be had, power over us and money in their pockets. You
well,
know,
tell me, but tell me about the exchange with Len in Naples.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how you can listen to that. You were about as respectful and kind as you could be under the circumstances.
All right,
I know he didn't hear the audio, but he wouldn't even let you. Read it.
Well, he wouldn't even let me. And then he wouldn't let me apologize to him. We got him back on the line, and he was yelling at Tracy and wouldn't let us apologize to him.
Yeah. These leftists are just miserable people.
And you know what they are. You know what's really terrible about it. And I hate to say this, but so many of these people on the left, they're not only miserable and unhappy, but they're mean. They're just nasty. You know, here I am in good faith trying to say to the guy, "All right, we blew it. You couldn't hear the clip. I want to apologize." You should have heard the stuff he was saying to Tracy, the screener. And all she's trying to do is get him back on the line so I could apologize to him publicly. Is it Charissa?
Yeah.
Charissa in Dayton, Ohio. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Well, did I blow it with Len in Naples, or did I do the best I could?
I think you did the best you could, considering the situation. Because it seems like any time I've ever had a conversation with a left-leaning individual or progressive,
right,
that's what they do. They immediately just attack you and tell you if you do provide sources, your sources are bogus. They're not good enough. They just want to argue.
I know.
And then they just want to try to tear you down every chance they get.
I guess it's because they don't really have, they're not on solid footing, you know? I guess they just know they don't have much of an argument. And so the best they can do is just try to deflect and interrupt and shut you down. It's like when I back in the day when I was a, Fox News contributor, they'd always put me on with a liberal. And some of the liberals that I had to debate, that's what they would do. They wouldn't let you get a word in edgewise because I think they're afraid of logic and ideas and truth and facts. I mean, here is a fact. As you're watching this clown show of a January 6th commission, this is what the president said on January 6th.
I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard.
And then incidentally, he also did that video from the Rose Garden of the White House saying, go home. But the left doesn't want to hear facts and truth. Because if you hate Trump, it's a disease. It has rotted your brain. It has destroyed your ability to have critical thinking skills. And that's a shame. People like Len suffer from that. They're not willing to have an open-minded conversation. Listen, I've said for 5 years, you don't like Trump's personality, you don't like his tweets, you don't like his abrasiveness. I get it. I understand that. But you can't be untruthful about what the man actually said, what he did, and most importantly, what he accomplished on behalf of the American people. Look at where we are today under Biden compared to where we were for the 4 years of the Trump Prosperity Administration. 12 before the hour. More coming up. Stick around.
Be sure to get the Mike Gallagher Show podcast at MikeOnline.com.
Great job. And these clowns that call in and can't defend with facts what they're whining about just shows the Democratic Party's character. They're just babies that want their way. Ugh. You're doing a great job. Keep it up. God bless America.
Great show. Good team. Hey, I think what I would have done is I had the team scramble to find a public mental health organization in Naples and give him that phone number.
Now stop. Please, that doesn't help. He's already riled up. But I really do feel like the reason he wouldn't let us apologize to him is he knew I was going to give him the facts again about what Trump said. The left can't accept that Trump isn't the monster they think he is. That's the hard part for them. And the bigger thing they can't accept is he's coming back. He's going to run in 2024, and he's going to win. Now, I think. Now, a lot could change between now and then, admittedly. But I think he runs, and I think he wins. 800-655-MIKE. Portions of our show brought to you by Fellowship Home Loans. Go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. Welcome home, Fellowship Home Loans. By the way, thanks to all the nice comments we've gotten from I shared with you yesterday, my son, Trevor, who came to see Annie with my granddaughter over the weekend, saw me play Daddy Warbucks in South Carolina. They got home to Dallas Sunday night, and their beloved mutt, Nutty, passed away. And it was just I was having a tough day yesterday. So I thought I was going to have a good day today until all you-know-what broke loose with Len in Naples. Maybe I should just go back to the theater. Could I be on stage full-time and just say goodbye to the radio show so I don't have to deal with the Len in Naples? At least on stage, all I've got to do is deal with people who clap and come to the show, like Don did in Statesville, North Carolina. You were at Annie, Don?
Yes, sir.
How'd we do?
You did excellent. Bravo. I wanted you to relay that to the rest of the cast also.
I drove
2.5 hours to see that.
Did you really?
I enjoyed it.
You drove 2.5 hours to come to Greenville to see us at Annie, huh? That's terrific. That makes my day. Hey, you know what? I want to send you a MyPillow gift package for being such a good supporter of the Mike Gallagher Show. Thank you, Don. Merry Christmas. One more weekend to go. It's all sold out, unfortunately, so no tickets to be had. We've got 4 final performances and then back to the radio full time. I think. Either that or I'm just going to take 2 weeks off and quit. And the Len and the Lens of the world and the Crispins of the world could be happy. Coming up, 12 cities, all led by Democrats, broke annual homicide records in 2021. Wait till you hear these details. Coming up.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.